This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with the David Widener Award recipient, Tim Kearns. Tim, the name sounds familiar, but I'm having difficulty placing you.
You've often seen me sitting next to you in the broadcast booths on Friday evenings and sometimes Saturday afternoons during the football season.
That's where it is. Yes, that's where it is. And the voice, as soon as you started to talk, then all of a sudden the voice sounded very familiar to me.
Yeah, it's a little scratchy. I've had a cold the last couple of weeks, but I know you've gone through some of that and listening to my rants and raves during the course of the seasons.
Not too bad. No, you're at your worst right now, Tim. No. Well, congratulations on the award. And, of course, it's interesting. Paul Halloran told the story before you while you were here that he was actually scheduled to do that game, but had a baby, you know, that week or that day or whatever. And David Widener filled in for him at Manning Bowl. I think Rick Moore was at that game that night.
It's certainly a tragic set of circumstances, but Bill, I'm overwhelmed by the choice of the Guinness Committee to present this award to me. For the past 11 years, you and I and Rick have enjoyed the opportunity to broadcast Northeast Conference sports and a little bit of KPN, given the opportunity of bringing high school sports to the families and the masses and the relatives of the kids who can't always get to the game. And it's been a lot of fun. We've met a lot of great people. We've been to the Garden. We've been to Lowell. We've been to Gillette numerous times in following these teams. And it's just a great opportunity for us to, again, serve the community, and the recognition like this sort of validates all the work that you do in preparation and in bringing it to the masses.
Yeah, and Tim, I think one last thing from me, you're well-deserved honor for you, but, you know, for both of us, it's really not so much the games. The games are fun, yeah, but it's also the what I think makes it stand out for you and others is that it's maybe the stopping by the Tuesday practice, the previews, the follow-up, you know, swinging by and checking out a soccer coach or a player and so on and featuring the kids and giving them their give them a little limelight.
Yeah, you know, when my Panther previews and the Fisherman Forecast that I started that Rick does now, it's just an opportunity to get more background information on the kids, on the coaches, what they're thinking throughout the course of the week as they prepare for each game. So you're right. I think the background, the games are like the end of it all, but all the prep work we do in bringing those interviews and bringing the kids and the coaches to life for the fans is the best part.
You got it. Tim Kearns, congratulations.
Thank you, Bill.
MSO's Tim Kearns, the David Widener Award winner here at the Aganis Awards Day at Manning Field in Lynn. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.